Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
We welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. Right now, our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Thayer in this girls' matchup, 47-22. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, hard-fought 65-61 win over Highland. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it was. It was a hard-fought. You know, we jumped on them early. But they're a really good team. We knew that we wouldn't be able to run away with anything. And I thought, you know, they did a good job of clawing back. And then the first of the second half, we did a nice job of kind of building the cushion. We had a cushion there. And then, just made some silly turnovers. We did a bad job on some position on some rebounds and got some fouls and, foul trouble.
They had some big shots, too.
They did, you know, the Sinclair kid, he hit some big shots we knew that we were facing a really good opponent first round. That's why we're over here. We're over here to play some good teams and we were fortunate to be matched up with a really good team first round. So we'll take it.
You and I were talking during the break about, of course that size difference, but I tell you, there's a lot to be said for, a team that just works hard at, trying to get a rebound, trying to get a steal, and I think that was evident for toward this win.
Yes, our guys were really scrappy tonight, and I thought we did a good job of gang rebounding, and I was really proud of our effort. We didn't shoot it as well as we have been, we did some good things, did some bad things, but one thing that was consistent was our effort.
Yeah,
they're quite a bit than us, but I thought we were a little grittier at times. I thought we did a good job of just really hunting the ball, when it came off, because we're not going to win the size. We're not going to just go and jump over everybody, but we can fight for it and try to make it a scrappy game. And our guys came out, they're really scrappy tonight. Really proud of our effort.
Well, getting ready to play Chadwick in the semifinals tomorrow evening, and it's a team that's kind of lacking in size, too.
Yeah, they are. They are. It's so hard, when you're watching these Missouri schools, because you just don't grow up and know their tradition and all that. But yeah, they're defending state champions and Class II state champions.
Yeah,
and 33 is a heck of a player, and they just know how to play the game. They're going to space you out. They can all handle the ball, shoot it, make good decisions. Every time we play a Missouri school, sometimes looks are deceiving.
You look
at them like, man, can they play ball? But then the ball goes up and they can absolutely hoop. We're thankful to get to play these guys and what a cool atmosphere, playing in this old gym. This is gonna be really new for our guys. I don't know anything about Chadwick if they're used to playing, but it's a little tight in here, but it's kind of got some of the old gym feel to it.
Yeah,
and we're used to practicing in that back gym, being boys basketball. We're used to the back gym.
All right. Well, Josh, again, congratulations on the win and good luck tomorrow.
Matt, I appreciate all you do, my friend. Good to see you guys here. And let's see these girls. I'd like to see them crank it up and run away with this thing.
Go
Bombers, my friend.
Go Bombers. Thank you, Josh. That was the Mountain Home boys coach, Josh Fulcher. Real quickly, Mountain Home leading score is Brooklyn Mitchell with 11, 10 for Livy Fossness, 9 for Jayla Young. I'm sorry, 9 for Anna McCarn, 5 each for Addison Ferris and Lakin Moore, 4 for Jayla Yonkers, 2 for Lakin Anderson, and 1 so far for Whitten Coleman. For Thayer, right now their leading score is Riley Davis with 12, 5 so far for Caden Hillis, 3 for Savannah Wheeler, and 2 for Kinsley Reichel. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take a quick break and come back, get second half started in just a moment. Right now it is Mountain Home leading Thayer 47-22. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated.